Texans Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu with you. Joined now by Pro Bowl left tackle Dwayne Brown. So, long time no see, sort of.
Well,
and so people who don't know, we have the weekly radio show, Dwayne Brown Live at Fuddruckers 59 in Wesleyan. How's that going for you? How are we doing for you, Dwayne? DP and I are part of the
hosting. We just want to know how we've been
Review
doing.
Review us, if you will.
I have a great time there. You know, even in the midst of, you know, everything that's gone on this year, the show's been awesome. You know, I had a great time there and a lot of fun with you guys.
I think you should interview us. Because sometimes I feel like we know so much about Dwayne Brown, we pretty much asked him everything there is
That's
to know.
That's not his job, though, really.
I might try it out one day.
You might ask us some questions one day. How do you like the Dear Dwayne segment? We always get players asking for advice. You're the longest tenured Texan right now on the roster, so a lot of guys coming to you for advice about a lot of different things out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, you get guys asking about relationship advice to best places to eat to how much I tip my waitresses, so it's, you know, it's a wide variety.
You know, I was talking to Xavier Sufilo. He asked the tipping question, and when I said, do you have a question for Dwayne, he said, you know, I talk to Dwayne all the time, and I ask him for advice on everything, like from football to life to being a professional. So do you find that that's kind of like your role in the locker room? Do guys come to you?
Yeah, and it's cool. It's something that I've adjusted to over the years. I still consider myself to be fairly young, even though it's my eighth year, and it's a lot of guys here that are very young players. So any way that I can help, you know, because I had a lot of guys that paved the way for me and showed me how to be a pro, I'm here for it.
Yeah, when did that transition really start to take place? Because 2008 was your first year. You had some salty veterans on the team at that point. You know, Chester was still here. Ephraim Salaam, you kind of platooned with him. And then as the years go on, you become the elder statesman, or at least one of them.
Probably my fifth year or so, I would say. That's when I really started to get a lot of confidence in my game as a pro and establish myself as being, you know, one of the best in my position. And, you know, off the field, just being more, be a better person and carrying myself as a professional. You know, and I think this year more than ever, it's kind of been upped a little bit more with the absence of Chris Myers, who was the elder statesman before this year.
All right, so now that Chris Myers is gone, you've got Ben Jones. And I think we've got a picture of you and Ben on a trip.
Yes, there you go.
Are on you the like plane. The prankster now? Because I know Myers used to be the prankster or someone else taking that job.
I'm not a prankster. Honestly, I have maybe 10 to 12 pictures like that on my phone that I just never put on social media.
No one's watching.
I just decided to put Ben. Was that?
Yeah, you can
He's
just
like, and never again.
Right
now all of a sudden they're on TV.
I put that one out there. It was just too good to pass up. And I was excited just to be back playing again, so I decided to have a little fun.
But so Myers was a real jokester in the locker room, and much more so than he was in front of the media. But now he's on Sports Radio 610, so we hear a different side of him. Mm-hmm. Is Ben Jones kind of a joking sort of guy? I mean, he is funny. He's barefoot out before every game, and he says some funny things.
Ben's a very funny guy. Not as much of a jokester, not as much of a prankster. I think if you get him started, I might have some kind of backlash from that for that pitcher. Maybe we'll see. But if you get him started, he might return fire. So we'll see what happens.
Does anyone take pictures of you on the plane sleeping? Is this what the O-line does? Are you worried about getting even with you now?
I thought about it. I don't sleep much. If I do, I'm a light sleeper. So I could kind of sense a phone around me if it happens.
You don't sleep like Ben Jones, who seems
he's
like
knocked out.
Of it.
Hey, we've got another photo here, and this one is of you and there's Legend.
Legend.
And Legend's not wearing a seatbelt here, so I'm a little worried about him. But all right, this is your dog. You told us about Legend on the show. How old is Legend now? How's Legend doing?
Legend is a year and maybe 2 months. A year and a month. He's doing great. Doing great. As energetic as ever.
Yeah.
He keeps me busy away from here. Great dog, man. Like I always tell people, just a great dog, great spirit, and just happy-go-lucky and loves to play.
Doesn't care what the final score is of the game, huh?
Not at all. Come home and lose, he's wagging his tail and ready to play.
All right. Well, speaking of wagging the tail, we've got some interesting guests coming up on the show next when we play a game with Dwayne Brown here on Texans Late Night.
Yeah.